Today is the summer solstice, the first day of summer. It's also the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere, and if you're inside the Arctic Circle, it's very long. In fact, the sun never really sets. So what do you do with all that sunlight? To find out, we called Kai Helston, who's at his summer cottage in northern Finland inside the Arctic Circle. Hi, thanks for talking with us.
Okay, nice to hear you.
So it's nighttime where you are, but do you still need sunglasses?
Yes, in fact, we do, because the sun is shining. It's 10 o'clock here in Finland.
Is it very bright?
It's bright because there are no clouds. The sun is shining all through the night and day, 1 month.
Now, the summer solstice is a day of celebration. Have you been celebrating today?
Yes, in fact, the biggest celebration day was yesterday. And then we have midnight bonfire, and we had quite a lot white fish, and we make them in fire, and have some wine, and also we were in sauna, you know, feasting.
Yeah, sauna. Oh, you went to a sauna. So it was feasting and sauna.
Yeah.
So does all this sunlight improve your mood?
Yeah, it's a very, very good mood when the sun is shining. Of course, it's much nicer than your winter.
Kai Helston, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Now, the longest day of the year for the Northern Hemisphere means the shortest day of the year down south. Joining me by satellite phone from the South Pole is Bill Henriksen, the Winter Oversight Manager for the South Pole Station, and Chris Martin, an astrophysicist at the station. Chris, is this a day with no sunlight for you?
In fact, this is a day with no sunlight, and it is a continuation of a day that's started back in March at the spring solstice, or spring equinox, sorry. We only have one day and one night here at the South Pole, and the sun sets on the fall equinox on March 21st and rises again on the fall equinox on September 21st.
And how's today's weather? Typical?
Today is a very typical midwinter day. It's very, very cold outside. It's gotten down to minus 94 Fahrenheit, and we might see temperatures below minus 100 Fahrenheit as the long, six-month-long night continues.
Can I have you pass the phone to Bill? I'd like to ask him a question.
Yep.
So, Bill, what about it? Is this a day of celebration or commiseration for you guys?
Well, I'd definitely say it's a day of celebration. The way we're looking at it is we've made it through the sun dropping down as far as it's going to go below the horizon, and it's on its way back up again. We're only going to get closer to summer and closer to the first plane coming back in.
When is that supposed to happen?
Typically, we plan on the first plane coming in on about October 23rd.
So how does it feel not being able to see a new face until October?
Well, that's probably one of the odder parts. Although if somebody showed up on station right now that was new, I think it would be rather disturbing for most people. We're used to each other, but sometimes it would be nice to see the new face.
Bill Henriksen is the Winter Oversight Manager at the South Pole Station. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
And Chris Martin is an astrophysicist at the South Pole Station. Thank you.
Thank you.